All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with Lust Theory Season 2, so let's get started. So we're on Ellie's story. Gotta get a gift for her. Amazon sounds like the easiest solution. I should order something on the PC. Best to do it in the morning so it has enough time to get here, yeah.
You order some flowers and do everything the same until you had to pick Ellie up.
Hi there.
Oh, wow. Hey.
Wow. Like my dress?
Yeah.
Thanks. Don't look too shabby yourself.
Thanks. Also, I brought you something.
Saying this, you reveal a bouquet from behind your back.
Flowers? Aw, that's so sweet of you.
Good, she likes the flowers.
Let me just put them in a vase or something. Wouldn't want them to wither at the party.
Giddy, Ellie goes back inside. And after a moment, you hear her talking to someone.
Oh, those are beautiful. Where did you get them?
Uh-oh, I know that voice.
My date got them for me. What a fine young gentleman. That one's a keeper, my dear. We'll see, Mom.
Well, that's gotta be her mom's voice I'm hearing.
Trust me, sweetie.
I mean, it's not like she didn't say the word mom.
Your mom knows a fine man when she sees one. You haven't even seen him. Is he at the door? Introduce us, then.
Shit, I'm not ready for this.
Maybe next time. I'm leaving now. Bye!
With this, Ellie rushes out of her house. And in a hurry, grabs your hand.
Go, go, go!
What's the rush?
Want to meet my mom?
Not right now, no.
Then run!
You arrive at the party, get a drink, and find a place to chill with Ellie. As the night progresses, you and Ellie have wonderful conversations throughout.
Hey, Ellie?
Yeah?
Want to go somewhere more private?
What did you have in mind?
Why don't we see what's going on in the garage? I mean, that's kind of weird to say that, but I see what he's saying, but it's like, oh yeah, hey, let's see what's going on in the garage. Like, there's a vehicle in there and some old tools I want to look at.
Sure.
Clearly drunk, both of you start wobbling towards the garage. With Ellie leading the way.
Ah.
She opens the garage door and leads you inside.
To temptation. Huh, looks ridiculously familiar.
Tell me about it.
Well, where should I start? No.
Complete mindfuck.
Saying this, Ellie turns towards you, as if waiting for you to do something. Without much thought, you go in for a kiss.
Huh? That was unexpected.
For a moment longer, you continue kissing. However, suddenly Ellie drops down on her knees.
Is she going to pray?
Without letting you react, she pulls down your pants.
I didn't know you were that kind of woman, Ellie.
As she does, your cock hits her in the face.
What?
Ouch! Damn, he's huge.
Whoops. Sorry.
She looks into your eyes.
Mind if I...
You interrupt her.
No, I don't mind anything. In fact... A large man could just run right through me and I wouldn't care right now. Actually, you probably would.
Got it.
Coyly, Ellie grabs your dick. And starts slowly stroking.
Wow, it's so hard.
Suck if it was soft. That's because you're unbelievably hot.
Catching you by surprise, Ellie picks up the pace.
Oh, fuck. Must not blow low too soon.
I think this is the biggest one I've ever seen in real life.
I don't know about that.
But this even fit inside me? Now I'm kind of curious to find out, but I don't want him thinking I'm too easy.
She wants to play Dark Souls mode, I guess.
Continuing, Ellie grabs your cock with both hands.
She wants to be the Ninja Gaiden of pussy, I see. Continuing, oh yeah, she said that.
Pumping it even harder now.
Shit, Ellie, slow down!
What's the matter?
I'm gonna blow my load if you don't slow down.
Oh, don't come just yet. I still want to try some other stuff, okay?
Nani the fuck? Nani the fuck? Should be what the fuck? Must not blow load too soon.
Suddenly, Ellie stands up, bending over the workbench.
Ah, the old workbench.
Want to take this off?
Don't want to leave it on. Fuck yeah.
Why don't you come on over then?
You can see the excitement in her eyes.
Oh, and she winked.
Without wasting a second, you teleport behind Ellie.
Man.
Grabbing her dress. Your hands quickly slide it up.
Oh fuck, I forgot she's not wearing any panties. What a slut!
Standing back up, you place your cock at the entrance of her pussy.
Hold your horses.
Uh-oh. Hold your horses, sir! We won't be entering any pussy just yet!
You didn't even buy me dinner.
Whoops! You didn't buy the lady dinner! See? How are you gonna go in for the pussy and you hadn't bought her a meal yet? What kind of man are you? I bought you flowers.
And that means you get to fuck me?
Well, damn. Is this supposed to be like a test or something? I mean, that's literally what I'd say. Do you want me to take a test? Is it multiple choice? Do I have to do essay questions? No?
I'm not that easy.
Better not. She might, like, knock you in the mouth.
Even though you really want to, you decide on not sticking it in.
Never said you were easy.
Still, let's just take it slow first, okay? Why don't you put it against my butt for a start?
But I like the butt bongos.
Obediently, you do as she says.
Back in the day, Howard Stern used to have a butt bongo thing. Boy, they wouldn't allow that no more. That's all over with, folks.
Once you do, Ellie slowly starts moving her hips.
Whoops.
Once more, she picks up the pace.
Your cock feels nice.
So does your ass. Shit, I'm close already. Damn, brah, my goodness. She looks so fucking horny. How can you, I guess. Let me try this and see what she does.
You grab your cock and gently press it against her asshole. Feeling it, Ellie looks over her shoulder, biting her lip.
Oh, that's how you want to play?
In response, she begins slowly pushing her ass against you.
Oh.
The tip of your cock was sliding in and out of her little tight asshole.
Fuck. Even the tip is big.
Yep. He's a big tipper.
If you keep this up, I'm definitely gonna let him put it in. And I don't want that yet. What am I saying? I want him to fuck me, but I don't want to seem easy. I should stop this. Fuck!
Unexpectedly, Ellie turns around. and drops to her knees again.
I know she's trying not to look easy, but she's gonna come off looking confused. I'll be like, okay, lady, what do you want? Do you want this? Do you want that? Do you want nothing? I have no idea what you want.
Furthermore, she grabs your cock and quickly swallows the tip.
Fuck, this chick is crazy.
She keeps coiling her tongue around your dick.
Watch that for just a minute, folks. Alright, sorry about that. We're back.
Ellie inches your cock ever so deeper.
It's freaking huge!
Soon she manages to swallow half of your cock. Suddenly she pulls it out, only to swallow it back again.
Alright.
Getting used to the motion. She picks up the tempo.
All right.
Pulling your cock out of her mouth.
I want to try something.
As she slides down her dress, her perky chest pops out. With a smile, she moves closer and places your dick between her tits. Finally, grabbing her boobs with both hands, Ellie presses them together, moving her hands along your length.
Enjoying it?
Yeah.
How does it feel?
Amazing. So good that I might come right away.
How about this, then?
Oh, fuck. More than amazing.
Enjoying your reactions, Ellie starts jiggling her tits even faster.
I'm actually getting wet from this? Wow. I think I'm really gonna let him fuck me. I'm starting to care less and less if he thinks I'm easy.
Fuck, Ellie, I'm gonna come.
Hearing this, she quickly stops.
No, not yet.
Still, it is already too late. Like a volcano, cum starts gushing. Out of your cock. All over. Ellie's perfect. Perky chest.
Can you hold it just a little longer? Honestly, I was gonna let you fuck me.
Fuck! Just my luck. I can get it hard again, just give me a second.
I'm all sticky now. I should go and clean up. Don't worry about it, we can do it tomorrow.
Aw, man!
With this, Ellie stands up.
I can't go back in there like this. Would you grab me some tissues from the bathroom?
Sure thing.
A little dejected, you exit into the hallway.
We said that.
A little dejected, you exit into the hallway.
That was amazing. Think I already know my next step, too.
Not long after, You go get the tissues for Ellie, and with not much of the party left, the two of you leave. First making sure she gets home, you head home yourself. With another day behind you, you crawl into bed exhausted and fall asleep moments later.
La 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 la, I can't hear you. I hear that at my window now. Got a lawn mowing service that comes in every once in a while. Time to man up. I can't let myself come that fast. Retry. I'll pick up Ellie at her house in the evening and do everything the same until we get to the garage. Alright, here we go.
Finally, mustering some courage, you find yourself in front of Ellie's house.
Ugh, still can't believe I came that fast. To say my masculinity wasn't damaged at all would be a lie.
With your memories refreshed, you groan in frustration.
For fuck's sake! Thank God she doesn't remember anything, at least.
Taking in a deep breath, you press the doorbell, hearing it echo through the house.
Still, mark my words. This time, it'll be different.
Hey!
Ellie, prepare yourself. Tonight, you're getting fucked. Hey, like never before.
A while later at the party.
You like that?
Ellie keeps jiggling her boobs against your cock.
Shit's even better than last time.
How about this?
Putting her mouth to work, she swallows your tip.
Whoa. Fuck.
Suddenly you jerk backwards, making Ellie almost fall forward, shock evident on her face.
That was close. Almost came.
Hey, what gives?
Sorry, I just...
Don't you want me to suck your cock?
God, Ellie, what are you doing to me? No, I mean, yes! Fuck, how do I even explain this? I do want you to suck me off. It's just that...
Yeah?
There's a chance I might come soon and kill the mood. How do I know? Oh, you know. Already tried it before. Ugh.
What's going on?
No. Grim, stop being a pussy. You could do this.
Calling all the penis gods to your aid.
Maybe I should...
You're too damn hot.
Huh?
Let me take a mental picture.
Nice save.
He's weird. I like it. Take a video instead.
Getting her stance back, Ellie proceeds towards her initial goal.
How is it so huge?
You're the one making it that way.
Good to know.
With the tip of her tongue, Ellie slowly traces your cock. Licking it like a lollipop, savoring each part.
So tasty.
Enveloping her mouth around the whole tip, she starts pushing it down her throat. Soon, you feel yourself touching the back of her throat.
Shit, Ellie!
This is hurting me out so bad. His dick is throbbing in my mouth. I love it. Damn, Ellie. You're such a slut.
Ellie's moans send vibrations down your shaft, bringing you closer to the edge.
God, this is nothing like before. Ellie, I need to think about something else. Woodworking, yes.
I can't believe I'm making him react like this. It's turning me on.
Intent on seeing more reactions, Ellie pushes your hard cock even further down her mouth.
Graveyards.
He's throbbing like crazy.
Fuck snakes, motherfucking snakes, on this plane.
I like how desperate I make him feel.
Soon, she takes the intensity up a notch.
Fuck. No, I have to endure this.
Once more, you're pushing back.
Once more, you try push. Okay, yeah.
You're not getting away this time.
Catching you off guard, she puts a hand on your ass, stopping you.
Fuck! Seriously, Ellie? You choose now to be a freak? Come on, Grim. Think. Think about something else. Puppies. Yeah, dead puppies.
So delicious.
Fuck. Chinese butcher. Chinese butcher making puppy sandwiches.
Surprisingly, your idea works.
Thank God. I calmed down.
However, maybe a bit too much.
Did he just...
Still confused, Ellie slowly releases your dick and stares in disbelief.
Oh no. I'm an idiot.
You stay quiet, not knowing how to react in this situation.
Your dick, going limp. In my mouth.
Uh-oh. I don't know! This shit doesn't even happen in porn parody videos.
Oh. Could it be because of me? Does he not find me attractive?
Uh-oh.
Okay. I'm just gonna...
Wait, don't go. I can get it up again. Give me a second and we can...
Think it would be best if I leave. How does he expect me to stay? I made his dick go limp. So embarrassing.
No, Ellie, I just...
Not listening to your justifications, she just leaves in a hurry. It takes you a few minutes to come back to your senses.
Why am I like this? I want to go home.
Deflated, that's exactly what you do. You leave without looking for Ellie or saying goodbye to Zoe and Megan. Dragging your feet home, you pull the humiliation along with it. And the humiliation stays with you until you fall asleep.
Wow. I can't be the only one with this problem. I'm gonna Google it on my PC. But I'll do it later in the afternoon so I don't forget anything. Sophie's story.
Hoping for a solution, you take a seat and start your research.
Lots of articles. Ways to last longer in bed. That should be useful, right? Pelvic exercises, pills, masturbate beforehand. Although now that I remember, that one worked with Jess last time. Wait. What's this about putting pressure on your dick? The pressure is the reason why I'm in this problem. Press under the head. Smells like a hoax. Guess I'll stick with what I know.
Finally, you open a new tab and go to your favorite porn site. After getting all the things needed for your workout, quietly you lock the door. Jerk off into the sunset, right after jerking off until your hand almost goes sore.
Damn! I'm exhausted.
Checking the time, your breath gets caught in your throat.
I'm gonna be late.
You get ready in a minute and bolt towards Ellie's house. Sometime later, you're at the party with Ellie again.
Want another one?
Are you trying to get me drunk?
Would you mind if I am?
Nope.
Drinking into the night. atmosphere surrounding you keeps relaxing.
Hey, you want to go somewhere quiet?
Where to?
How does the garage sound?
Pretty good. I just need to go to the bathroom really quick.
Sure, I'll wait here.
Be back in a jiffy.
With that, Ellie disappears into the crowd.
Never heard anyone use Jiffy in a real life before. Hey, man.
Coming up to you, Taylor examines your surroundings.
Where's Ellie? Bathroom. Oh, I was just about to go there, too. Did I really need to know that? I need to piss so bad. My bladder's been out of control this whole night. Too much info, Taylor. Plus, I can't do a helicopter outside. What, is he on drugs or something? So, a little background story. Some girls wanted me to do a magic trick, okay? Am I the insane one here? Also, they were practically begging me to do it. So, of course, I couldn't let them down. Taylor, get on with it. Oh, yeah, yeah. So, I showed them the magic trick and now I'm walking around with a boner. Yeah, now it all makes sense.
You roll your eyes as you say this, your words dripping with sarcasm.
You had to be there. I'm thankful I wasn't. Anyway, wanna know what I think? If you're ever gonna take Viagra, bring an empty bottle with you. Pissing with a forever boner is a nightmare. Hold up, you took Viagra? Hell yeah, I found it in my dad's cabinet. Technically, it's free Viagra. So the magic trick was his boner? Yeah, man. The girls loved it. Taylor, sometimes I wonder, what's going on inside your head? God knows.
You laugh at his remark while bringing your drink up.
Cheers! Oh man, I can't. I'm gonna piss myself.
With this, Taylor runs off, yelling goodbye as he does.
He may be weird, but he's alright.
Now alone, you look around, trying to find Ellie in the crowd.
Huh. Isn't this Taylor's? He probably dropped it.
Picking up the pill, your prior guess turns out to be correct.
It's Taylor's for sure. Either that or a middle-aged man crashed the party.
Suddenly, a thought pops into your head.
Wait, what if I take it? There could be some side effects since I drank alcohol, but Taylor took it and he clearly drank a lot too. He was fine. Insane, but fine.
Just then, out of the corner of your eye, you notice Ellie coming back.
Kinda wanna try it, for the fun of it.
Just for the fun of it? Finally deciding, you pop the blue pill in your mouth and hose it down with some beer.
Hey, handsome.
Oh, here we go. Hey, how long does it take to start working?
Shall we?
Of course.
Let's go.
Smiling, Ellie takes your hand and leads the way. Music becomes quieter with every step you take away from the party. The all-familiar garage smell fills your nostrils.
Feels familiar.
Eagerness taking over. You pounce on Ellie, bringing her in for a deep kiss.
Oh, he's aggressive.
Keeping the momentum going, you grab her thighs, digging in your fingers. Ellie lets out a squeak. As you start lifting her up, instinctively, she wraps her legs around your waist. Her hands are cradling your face, putting passion into the kiss. And with an idea already on your mind, you bring her over to the beer pong table, gently placing her on it.
Such a gentleman.
As always, your erection makes a huge bulge in your jeans.
Excited?
Next to you? Always!
A sweet talker, too.
Just being honest.
Finally, you start grinding against each other. The music slowly disappearing from the sounds of your heavy breathing.
His dick. Oh, it's huge. I really want to see.
untangles herself, a flirty smile on her face.
Don't think I need this, right?
Saying this, she removes her dress, throwing it to the side.
And I think that...
Tracing her finger over the hem of your jeans, she bites her lips.
You really don't need this.
With the speed of lightning, your pants are gone. And your shirt soon follows.
Oh, the shirt too?
What shirt?
No idea.
Finally, Ellie turns her attention back to your dick.
Oh, he finally came out to party, huh?
Saying this, she lays flat on her stomach. Her face close enough, you can feel her breath against your cock.
Let's show him a good time, yeah?
Wrapping her hand around your cock.
She really wastes no time.
Ellie's tongue keeps grazing against your shaft, and the warmth of her mouth leaves tingles with each move.
Ugh.
Licking her lips, she smiles up at you.
I'd like to try something, but this position is a bit...
How about I try something? Oh, what's he gonna try? Well, I don't know, but we'll find out on the next Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Lust Theory Season 2 coming at ya next time.